RTL Original Podcast.
Welcome back to Song 2, the podcast where we make a bold claim and back it up track by track. That the second song on any album isn't just filler, it's the statement. The moment where a band plants the flag and says, here's who we really are. This week we're going dark, dramatic and gloriously heavy because joining us is Christina Scabbia, the powerhouse voice of Lacuna Coil. We'll talk riffs, sequencing and why that all-important second track often holds the emotional key to an entire record. Or something like that. Lacuna Coil are playing Rockall in a couple of weeks, and we have a full-length interview on Today Radio and via RTL Play. So plug in, turn it up, and prepare to rethink your playlists, because on Song 2, the follow-up track is always the one that hits hardest.
What's up, everyone? This is Christina of Lacuna Coil, and you're listening to Today Radio.
I run a podcast called Song 2. In that podcast, Christina, I argue that the second song on an album is the best or most important. We're asking musicians to tell us if they agree or disagree and to speak a little bit on track listing in general. So, Christina of Lacuna Coil, is the second song on an album the best or most important? And if not, why not?
I don't think it always is. Generally, it is true that the most important, quote, songs in a record are the ones in the first half of the record. And I think this is due to the fact that if you have a record, you might just like have something to do and stop the listening and do something else. But now things are so different because, I mean, with the streaming platforms, you can actually skip the songs easily, so there's no need anymore, you know, to consider the place of a song. But I would say it's definitely in between the first one and the sixth one. Yeah, usually the first one is a sort of an intro or just like to introduce the record. Maybe the second could be, you're not wrong though. I can't think of our set list of our records, but usually it's to find out what's the most dynamic. It could be a single or it could be something that stands up. It's not always like that, let's say so, but definitely in the first half of the record.
Yeah, it's Oxygen on this record, so how does that
Oxygen fit? Is on this record, but I don't think it's the second one, the second song.
It is the second song.
It is? Okay. But I mean, we already released other singles, so how do you see these? It wasn't the first single out of the record, so.
The Siege, Oxygen, Scarecrow, that's the first three run.
Okay. Well, like Scarecrow, for example, is not just like a single. It's a good song, but we always consider the songs in terms of like a journey throughout the record. So how it sounds song after song, how they connect with each other, not really because there are more singles than others.